Friday, Torah Master Zion, yeah, Tov Shnayim Vav, Rav Shlomo Menas.
Good morning. I want to talk a bit about the Inyan of Tachnun, the Mekor of Tachnun, Nejes HaMalochus Negei Adavka in Nimeasvira. There's many halachas negeh to tachnun. We do, we don't say when, what. The question is, what's the makor bichlal? Where's the makor for tachnun? What's the inyan of tachnun? And what's the makor of tachnun? The makor of tachnun, it's brought down the halacha. The makor starts off in the Gemara. Everybody knows the Gemara. Ibaba Metzia daf nun tes. But there was the tano shel Achinoi. The tano, there was a oven. To Shaila, how to learn the Gemara, whether the oven had been built complete and then was cut up into pieces because it became Tomei, or the oven was built in pieces and then they tried to join it together with sand in between rather than making it as one piece. So the Machloikas in the Gemara, whether Bichlal, as the Gemara says, Chotchu Chulia is Venosan Chol ben Chulia le Chulia, they put sand in between each of the pieces. It wasn't built as one piece. So the shaila is whether this oven is mekabel tum or not. So Rebbe Lezer was metayer the oven. He felt there was no chance. Rebbe Lezer holds that this oven was a kli adomo, and a kli adomo is not mekabel tuma. The chachomim metamim, because they held it was a regular kli cheres, it was mekabel tuma. And it started the machloikas backwards and forwards between Rebbe Lezer and the chachomim whether this tamu shel achinoi is mekabel tuma. We all know the continuation of the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer decided to bring different proofs for his shita that the Tanu wasn't mekabel tuma, and the Gemara brings down Amar lehem im halacha kamoisi, if the halacha is like me, charuv ze yechiach, the carob tree should prove that the halacha is like me. Neka charuv imekoyim meyamo, the carob tree jumped 100 amos, and the Gemara brings down the shita abba meyos amos 400 amos. So they said, you can't use the choruv as a raya. So he said, fine, we'll go to the next thing. Amasamayim, the stream of water, the river, let the river prove that Allah is like me, that this tano is not mekabel tuma. The water started flowing the wrong way. They said, Amasamayim kami mochiach, you can't bring a raya. He went on to the next thing. Kais le beis hamedrash, let the walls of the beis hamedrash be mochiach. We're arguing here in the Beis Medrash. Let the Beis Medrash be Malchiach, whether the Halacha is like me or not. And we'll have to see if we have time in the Drush why he used those three examples. Hitu Kaisa Beis Medrash Lipo, the walls started falling in. Gobem Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua shouted the walls and said, what are you mixing in? Who gave you any right to mix into the Machalik? It's got nothing to do with you. You're not a mandoma here. What are you mixing in for? Shtei doch in Gemara, the walls didn't move back because of covered of Rebbe Lazar. The walls didn't continue falling in because of covered of Rebbe Yeshua. So they carried on arguing backwards and forwards. Then the Gemara says, then he says, in Malacha kamoisi min hashamayim yichiach. Let the baskol come out. And the baskol came out and said that. The baskol said, now what more could you want than that? The Basco, the Rebbeinu Shalom, had come out and said, Allah is like Rebbe Lezer. No? Yeshua got up and said, no. Shteit loy bashamayim, Torah has been given down for us. As human beings, we have to argue, we have to decide, and we have to prove. Shamayim has got no right, since Matan Torah, Shamayim has no right to mix in to Allah. And they wouldn't accept Rebbe Lezer. And backwards and forwards. And Rebbe Lezer wouldn't change his mind. Whatever happened, Rebbe Lezer stood fast with his shita that the Tano shel Achinoi has got no tuma to it. So they had no breira. All the tyrus that Rebbe Lezer was metaya and the Chachamim were metame, they brought it all and they burnt it because they felt anything that Rebbe Lezer was metaya. There's no question, it's not toy, it's definitely Tomei, and they started burning it. Now what are we going to do with Rebbe Lezer? He doesn't want to change his mind against the Roif, the Chachomim, they got up. And they decided, Nimnu Allah Baruchu. Baruchu Beloshin Saki. No, they put him in Nidui. The Belezer's now in Nidui. They don't want to have, they didn't want Allah to be like the Belezer, so much so they put Rebbe Lezer in Nidui. Vahomru mi yelech v'yoyidienu. Somebody's going to have to tell Rebbe Lezer that he's in Nidui. I'll go in case a person who's not correct will go, and it'll be Mitzayir Rebbe Lezer too much. And we see even from the Gemara, even when they put something in Nidui, it's got to be done with sensitivity. But not Dafka now in these weeks of Svira Sahoime, when we know Tamid Rebbe Akiva died because of Ben Adam Lechaveiroi, they realized they put something in Nidui, they say that it had to be done. But even when you've got to inform him, it's got to be done with sensitivity. As no Hatana, Rebbe Lezer, if you want to go and inform him, you've got to do it carefully. Rebbe Shua says, I'll take on the job. Rebbe Shua went. Rebbe Akiva, sorry. Rebbe Akiva, yeah. Rebbe Akiva says, he went, Lava Shchayrim, and the Sat of Shchayrim, he put on black clothes, he sat on the floor, Bahamas away from him. And Rebbe Lezer realized what was happening, he realized it was a Nidui, and he started crying. And he stayed off, Zol Grain of the Mois, tears came out of his eyes. Loko oilom, the world got punished for it. Shlish b'zeisim, shlish b'chitim, shlish b'soirim. A third of all the zeisim, a third of all the chitim, and a third of all the soirim in the world was destroyed because of those few tears of Rebbe Eliezer. Because b'chol zeh zeh metzayeh him. So now the Gemara carries on and tells us that Rebbe Eliezer's wife was the sister of Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel was the Nasi at the time. Rebbe Eliezer's wife, Imma Shalom, she was called the Visayid Rebbe Eliezer. The wife of Rebbe Eliezer, Achsei Rebbe Gamliel, she was the sister of Rebbe Gamliel. And the Gemara tells us, Ma'ahu Maise Ve'elech, from this time that the Chachamim put Rebbe Eliezer in Nidui, Lo Yehava Shav Kelei Rebbe Eliezer Lipoy Lalapei. She didn't allow Rebbe Eliezer to do Tachnon. Why? Because she realized Tachnun had the koyach, as we'll see the koyach of Tachnun, but she realized Tachnun had the koyach, and it was going to endanger her brother, Rebbe Gamliel, if Rebbe Eliezer would be able to do Tachnun. Therefore, she would watch him every day and not allow him to do Tachnun. Ahu Yoyimeh, there was one day, says the Gemara, Rosh Yachah, she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, she thought the month was a month where Rosh Chodesh was a Chodesh Chosel, and therefore Rosh Chodesh should be on Lamed. And therefore she assumed Rebbe Eliezer wouldn't be saying Tachnun that day. Well, really that Chodesh was a Chodesh Molei. And therefore it was only Erev Rosh Chodesh. And therefore Rebbe Eliezer would be saying Tachnun. But she didn't watch him that day. Oh, that's one way of learning. Or Ikedomi Osania, the Koya Bova. A poor person came and stood by the door. And she gave him a loaf of bread. She was involved in a Maisa Chesed Mamish. But in the meantime, Ashkechei the Nafal Alape. She came back in the room. And she found Rebbe Eliezer, her husband, had done Tachnun. Omro lei, kum, get up. Katolis la'ochi, you've killed my brother. Pshuta kebashma, you've just done Tachnun, you've killed my brother. At the hochis of the Gemara, in the meantime, nofak shipura, mi beis Rebbe Gamliel de Shochav. A message came out from Rebbe Gamliel's house that he died. She'd managed, Rebbe Eliezer had managed through his Tachnun to kill his brother-in-law, Rebbe Gamliel. So the first question all the Rishonim ask, she watched him all day, she stood over him 24 hours a day, they wouldn't be able to say Tachnun. That's impossible, you know, everybody's involved in a life, everybody's got things to do. How could she watch her husband all day? She couldn't stop and watch him all day. The Shita brings down Meshem the Rashba, we have it in the Ritva Chadosha, the Tor brings it down Lalocha. The Tachnun is only poil as Tachnun, if it's done straight after Shmoneh Esra. And that's why Lalocha, it's brought down. The first Alocha in Kuf, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Ein Ledabe Ben Tfila La Nefilas Apayim. One should not speak Bechlal between Shmoneh Esra and Tachnun. Why? Because if you speak in between, you've lost the whole potency and the whole koyach that Tachnun has. Once there's already a hefzik in between, we've lost the whole potency. What is the koyach of Tachnun? What does Tachnun do? That Imma Shalom, the wife of Rebbe Eliezer, realized they had so much koyach to ad kedei kach that Rebbe Eliezer was angry with his brother-in-law Rebbe Gamliel, and he would have the koyach through his Tachnun to kill Rebbe Gamliel. most the Rishonim, the Achronim explain, the person davens, there's a certain davening, but there's a barrier between us and Shomayim. There's the Shari Shomayim, we don't all understand what exactly it means, but the Shari Shomayim, they're not always pasuach, they're not always open for us. Our tefillahs are not always able to get through exactly and to be channeled where we want them to get to. Tachnun is the medium, is the vehicle that takes our tefillahs and pushes them through the gate of the Shari Shomayim, pushes them through and lets them get to wherever they're meant to get to, lifnei kisei hakavod, and to be miskabel berachmim beberotzoin. That's why Tachnun is such a koyach, and that's what the wife of Rebbe Eliezer was very worried about, that her husband shouldn't say Tachnun in case his Tachnun, his tefillahs would be able to get through. And that's why Tachnun has got to be said, as the halacha says, Ein edabe ben tefillin and filas apayim. Tachnun's got to be said immediately after the Shmoneh Esrei. If it's going to work, it's got to be done immediately. Once there's a gap in between, then it won't work anymore. So much so that Rabbi Solyanka Fisher, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha, arrived at Yerushalayim, once said to me that he can understand more Nusach Svad than Nusach Ashkenaz on Monday and a Thursday. Because Nusach Ashkenaz on a Monday and Thursday, first we say Vurachum, which is extra Tachnun, but the actual Nefilas Apayim, we only do a few minutes later after we've said Vurachum. While Nusach Svad says first Nefilas Apayim, and then they go and say Vurachum. And he says you can understand Nusach Svad more, because this way they're saying Nefilas Apayim as the halacha brings down straight after Shmoneh Esrei, which gives the more koyach to get that tefillahs through, while Nusach Ashkenaz says first Vurachum. He says he can't change it from Anshikines HaGadoyna, the Nusach, but he can understand why Nusach Svad says Tachnun before Vurachum, rather than Nusach Ashkenaz, it says Vurachum and then...
No, he's talking about Papa Svad, not Svad.
Even Hoshana Begadna, that's a chelik of the Tachnun. There's a big chelik of exactly Tachnun is a big... Exactly which capital they said and what they said. It's a chelik, but Pashas Hoshana Begadna could be a chelik of the actual Tachnun.
The wife of Yushia could have just disturbed him. She would have better aid just to disturb him and let him say Tachnun.
That's what she did. She watched over him and probably disturbed him. She brought him his breakfast, and then he said Tachnun later on. He didn't have the koyach anymore to be able to be mal of the tefillahs. But that's the mekoyah of the halacha, that one shouldn't speak between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachnun, because only then does the Tachnun have the potency. Why is the whole Indian nefilas apayim? Where does it come from? The Torah brings down that after Klal Yisrael did Chet HaEgel, it's brought down in the Torah different lashonos of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. One loshon was Va'eshev Bahor Aboim Yoim, I sat on the mountain for 40 days. Va'noichi Omadati Bahor, I stood on the mountain. And it's brought down Va'esnapal Lifnei Hashem, I did nefilah, I mamish did nefilah sapayim before Hashem. Zot the Torah, that's the mekoyr for Tachnun. That's why we sit down in Birchas Yoytzoyr. Birchas Yoytzoyr is connected the yeshiva that Moshe Rabbeinu did Va'eshev Bahor. V'anoichi omadati b'or is Shmoneh Esrei, that's Amido, as we know we call it Amido. And v'esnapa lifnei Hashem, when he fell, that's Nefilas Apayim. That's how the Torah learns. There are many people who say you don't need to come on to that, because the Maase in Nefilas Apayim itself, we do all three. We do the actual Rachum Chanun, which is Nefilas Apayim. We then sit and we say Shoyim Yisrael. And as we know, the Halacha Paskens, when we get to Vanachnu Loi Neida, you say Vanachnu Loi Neida, sitting down, and then you say Manasseh, you're meant to stand up by Manasseh. So in the Tachnun itself, we have all three. We have Yeshiva, we have sitting down, we have Nefilas Apayim, and we have Amida. Many ask on the Torah why the Torah had to learn that the Yeshiva was Birchas Yoytzoyr, and the Amida was Shmoneh Esrei, and the Nefila was what we call Nefilas Apayim. The others want to matar it, so it could be by the Torah. They only said the capital, whichever capital they said, Rachum Mechanan, wherever it was, and it was only Nefila, there wasn't the Shem Yisrael, Vanachu Loi Neida, maybe that came along afterwards. It's shver shtickle to understand how the Torah wanted to learn, but that's the Maisa, how the Torah learns the Indian of Nefilas Apayim. That's why we have all three connected Moshe Rabbeinu, which as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefilas were miskabel after he did all these three of Eishev Bo'ov, of Amadati Bo'ov, of Snapa Livnei Hashem, he did Yeshiva, Amida, Nefila, and then Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs were miskabel, and Klal Yisrael got as much kapora as they were able to get four chete egels. There's a koyach in the yeshiva, amida, and nefila. And connected that, we either do it yeshiva by yoytzoy, amida by shmoneh esrei, and nefila zapayim, or, as we said, in the tachlon itself, we do all three. The Zoya Lamaisa brings down a different inyan bechlal in Tachnun. The Zoya brings down, as we know, there's two things that are machapa for persons of Averis. The Zoya learns bechlal that the Tefillas Apayim is not so much to do with to be miskabel the Tefillas. The Zoya learns that when Bizman Beis Hamikdash, the Korbonos were machapa, and certain things, Korbonos weren't machapa, Misa was machapa. Misa mechaperis, as we know, certain Averis. Korbanos weren't mechaper, only Misa was mechaperis. So the Zoya, today we don't have, we haven't got the Beis Hamikdash, so we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. Connected the Korbanos, we have Tefillah. But where do we have Misa? Learns the Zoya, that the Tefillas Apayim, when you put yourself totally down, you're kilu cut off from the world, you have no connection, you're below everything, you've got no connection. That is a Ke'en Misa, it's a mini Misa that we do every single day, and therefore we ask to be Bainu Shalom. If Tefillah wasn't mechapa for us, for our Averis, then the Chol HaPochus, this mini Misa, this Nefilas Apayim, should be mechapa for us. That's how the Zoya wants to learn. Rabbeinu Bachaya, as Saul brings down, in Parshas Koyrach, there's an interesting Rabbeinu Bachaya, and somehow he gets onto the Inyan of Tachnun. Rabbeinu Bachaya wants to learn the Bechal, it's a different Musik Bechlal. He learns when a person puts his head down, and he cuts himself off from the world, he doesn't see what's happening around him, doesn't hear. He's totally cut off from the world. What he's showing Rabbeinu Shalom, he's showing Rabbeinu Shalom, I've only got emunah and bitachon in you. There's nothing else in the world. When a person can see, so he believes, he controls things, he's watching what's happening, he knows what's going on. But you do nefilas apayim, you're below everything, you're below the surface, you don't see what's happening, you don't know what's happening. It's clear you've cut yourself off from the world. Zogt the Rabbeinu Bachaya, that's clear you're showing the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's you and there's me. Rabbeinu Shalom, you are the only one watching me. And therefore, when you put your bitachon in the Rabbeinu Shalom, that gives a koyach for the tefillah to be miskabel. When you show the Rabbeinu Shalom, I be'emes realize, ein oid milvadoi, echad yochid miyuchod, ein oid milvadoi, there's nobody besides the Rabbeinu Shalom, then our tefillahs have a koyach to be miskabel. And that's what Mala, our tefillahs, through the different shorim, and that's why our tefillahs are miskabel. The halacha in Kuf Lamed Aleph, Siv Zayin, Siv Vav, and Siv Zayin bring a whole list of days when one says Tachnun, when one doesn't say Tachnun, sorry. Nogush lo lipo la lapeyem, betu ba'ov, loy betu bishvat, loy berosh chodesh, loy bemincha shlefonov. The question is, so we know there's different days, there's Yomim, we call them Yomim Toivim, there's Rosh Chodesh, Purim, different times in the year where we call Yomim Toivim. So we don't say Mincha because of the Yom Tov, because of the Simcha behind it. What's the Inyan, the Loi B'Mincha Shalafonov? We don't say Mincha beforehand, even Erev Shabbos Mincha, you daven Mincha, whether it's Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Ketana, you don't say Tachnun. What's the Inyan? I didn't see much about it. Asurim Shloim Zalman, Oyebach Zitzal, in Alicha Shloim, he writes, he wants to learn. He doesn't write the Makoy, he writes El Piasvara. I don't know where his Makoy is from, but he wants to learn that every Yom Tov, Shabbos, a Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, there's a Simcha, there's a Kedusha that's special for that day. And the Kedusha and the Simcha are so strong, it spreads into the afternoon before the Yom Tov, before the Shabbos. The Kedusha of Shabbos spreads into the afternoon before Shabbos. The Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh spreads into the afternoon before Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov as well. And therefore, we don't say Tachnun even on the afternoon before Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, we don't say Tachnun. Erev Rosh Chodesh in the afternoon, at different times, we don't say Tachnun. There's a machloikis bichlan in halacha on Pesach Sheni, what the halacha is, legabe saying Tachnun. The Mishnah Berura, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berura doesn't mention it bichlan. It's only mentioned in one place on the page, in the Sharitzi and Sivkot and Yotes. The Sharitzi brings it down. Oysom, he calls them Oysom Shenagu Shloi Loime Beyudalit Mishum Pischo Zira. There are those who are noyig not to say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni, because of the korban that was makrif on Pesach Sheni. L'maisa, if you look now in Halacha, It's already brought down. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down not to say Tachnun. The Das Torah, the Marsham brings down not to say Tachnun. The Pri Chodosh, but the Makayim, the Svadim don't say Tachnun. The Pri Chodosh brings down not to say Tachnun. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish writes Mefurish against the Minhag of not saying Tachnun in Pesach Sheni, and he writes one should say Tachnun in Pesach Sheni. The Prima Godim in Mishmat Zayzov brings down one should say Tachnun in Pesach Sheni. Lemaisa, as far as I can see, it's miskabel, I think, in the Welt, as Pesach Sheni people don't say Tachnun. There are those who bring down, I've seen some Sforim bring down, the Eretz Yisrael one doesn't say Tachnun, because that's where the Korban Pesach was, you were makri of the Korban in Eretz Yisrael, while in Chutz Loretz, but there was, you couldn't have been makri b'chal the Korban, you do say, but I think it's mispashet the minhag in Klal Yisrael, today the Pesach Sheni one doesn't say Tachnun. What? Oh, just going to come to that. What's the din of the mincha on Erev Pesach Sheni? You do say, oh, Reb Altsko Paskins, you do say it. They bought you on your Dalit. So what's the din of Yud Gimel in the afternoon? Pesach Sheni is your Dalit, not Tesvav. Your Dalit. Zogdiv Shleim Zalman, he adds to his shtickle. Zogdiv Shleim Zalman, he adds to his shtickle and says the whole reason Pesach Sheni you don't say Tachlon is why? Because on your Dalit in the afternoon they bring a Korban. So let's say the Kedusha spreads. So where will the Kedusha of the Korban Pesach being makrivit, how far can it spread? It can spread till the morning. So that's why Pesach Shein in the morning, we don't say Tachnun. To spread it to the afternoon before that, Erev Pesach Sheini from the afternoon, 24 hours later, the Kedusha of the Korban can't spread. And therefore, we do say Tachnun on Erev Pesach Sheini. So if on Yud Gimel Iyar, which this year is Shabbos, we would say Tachnun or Tzidkoscha. The only Achron I managed to find who brings down that you don't say Tachnun, and he's definitely something to be reckoned with, is Reb Chaim Noor. Reb Chaim Noor writes Mefurish that you don't say Tachnun on Yud Gimel Iyar, Erev Pesach Sheini in the afternoon, you don't say Tachnun. The Nafkamin would be this year, would you say Lemosh Tzidkoscha on Shabbos afternoon or not? Most Achroinim I see bring down you. We would say, because you do say Tachnun on Yud Gimel in the afternoon, Erev Pesach Sheini, Reb Chaim Noor, those who take on Reb Chaim Noor's Shitta, you wouldn't say Tachnun even on Erev Pesach Sheini in the afternoon. And I believe Reb Altscroll agrees like me too. To Baruch Hashem.
I don't stand your point on the Chitzlo, it's not a sword.
Some Achroni bring down.
I don't know what Eretz Yisrael makes a difference. The Pesach Sheni
was in Yerushalayim.
Yeah,
you're right. I'm saying I didn't clearly understand it, but that's some of the Achroni bring down the Dafke on the Dafke in Eretz Yisrael, not the Chuzos. The base of the minhag spread, I think. Tesvov. Then we get to go to another shaila. There's though, as we know, in the Svira days, there's though the seven Sviras. Chesed, Tiferes, Gevurah, Netzach. The Vachman Hoyt. Oh, the Vachman Hoyt. The Hoyt starts in your Dalet, goes through till after Lag BaOmer. The Vachman Hoyt. Why do we not say Tachnun in the Vachman Hoyt? What's the Mekoy? A lot of the Chesedim, the seven spheres in the Omer, connected. It's an Andre Shia, connected the Zayin Shpizin. You can go into the connect the Zayin Shpizin and then the Zayin Rakias. It's Grace in Yonim, the seven spheres that we say, many people will say the Ribbono Shel Olam after Sfiras HaOmer. And you'll see this every day, there's the week, and the week can be Netzach, and the day will start Netzach, Chesed, Kvura, V'chulei, V'chulu. There's the week of Hoyt, starts on your Dalet, huh? And you don't say Tachnun for the week. What's the Mekoyr of not saying Tachnun the week of Hoyt? It's brought down in the Sforim HaKadoshim, it's for Azoya. The Zohar writes, and don't ask me why, I don't understand, but the Zohar writes, Sha'orim Psuchim, the gates of Shemayim are open in the week of Hoyt. The week of Hoyt is Azah, Heidi Gevoch, writes the Zohar, that the Sha'orim Shemayim are open in the week of Hoyt, and therefore the Zohar, that's the Mekoyr, and that's the Mekoyr, most Hasidim do not say Tachnun in the week of Hoyt, is the Mekoyr, the Zohar HaKadosh. Because I didn't see the Zohar inside, I saw it quoted, but they bring down the Zohar HaKadosh, that he holds the week of Hoyt, because of the Yotzer of Shem Ba'yachai, the Yotzer in the week of Hoyt, but he brings down the week of Hoyt as a Heli Gevoch, and that's why we don't say Tachron in the week of Hoyt. Lag
Ba'yimeh?
Oh, from your Dalet, yeah. Lag Ba'yimeh, what's that locha? So the Ramah in Sivov brings down. The Ramah doesn't mention it. The Mishabrua brings down. The Ramah doesn't mention Bichlal. The Ramah brings down. But Lag Boim ain't Noiflim. Dafka on Lag Boim not. Mashma from the Ramah. Then Erev Lag Boim, you do say Tachnun. The Mishabrua brings down. And Sivov, Kuf Lamed Aleph Sivov, the Mishabrua. Sivkot and Lamed Gimel, the Mishabrua brings down. The Chain Belag Boim. He brings down. And he says, "Ein oimim gam b'mincha shelofonov." Even the mincha before Lag Boime, Erev Lag Boime, zog the Mishabrura, you don't say Tachnun. The Ramah's mashma that only on Lag Boime itself. The Nafgemina is based on the halacha in Hilchus Svira Soime, but there's a machloikus bichlal. When can you start having a haircut? Let's say you keep Svira Soime from Pesach till Lag Boime. Can you have a haircut on Lamed Gimel by night? Can you have a haircut on Lamed Gimel by day? Or do you have to bichlal wait till Lamed Dalet? As we know, minhag of the Svadim is they wait till Lad Boime. They need to have 33 complete days, so they wait till Lad Boime, Lamed Dalet Boime, and only then do they have a haircut. The Ramah brings down. The Ramah brings down, you can have a haircut in the day of Lamed Gimel. Elo Mistabrim B'Yoim Lamed Gimel, Umarbim Boik Tza Simcha, and Tov Tza De Gimel Siv Beis. The Ramah brings down, you can do a haircut on Lamed Gimel Boimeh Mashma, the Ramah, in the day. And now the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Eved, you can even have a haircut if you need to. You can have a haircut even by night. You can have a haircut on Lamed Gimel by night. So the Mishabura, if you need to, you can have a haircut even by night. Oy bazoy, according to the Ramah, the haircut. Lemaises, they will ask on the Ramah, but Lemaises, the Ramah learns you can only have a haircut on Lamed Gimel in the day. So oy bazoy, the kedusha of the day starts in the day of Lamed Gimel, not in the night. Because it doesn't spread to the mincha beforehand, and that's why the Ramah learns you say Tachnun on the mincha before Lamed Gimel Boime. On Erev Lag Boime we say Tachnun. Oh, but the Mishnah Berurah learns that you can have a haircut already if you need to by night. So this shows there's a simcha ready by night. So there's a simcha by night. We always learn there's a simcha by night. The simcha can spread to the afternoon before. That's why the Mishnah Berurah paskins. You don't say Tachnun even on Lag Boime, on Erev Lag Boime, you don't say Tachnun. That's the machloikus. Everybody dafka vada and Lag Boime itself, we don't say Tachnun because of the Yom Petira of the B'Shim Bayechai. The question only starts on the Mincha beforehand, which according to Mishabru you don't say, and according to the Ramah himself, you would say on the Mincha before Lag Boime. As we all know, most people have the minig not to say Tachnun after Shavuos because of the Ashlama of the Korban. As we know, Bisman Beis Hamikdash, they had to bring a Korban Re'iyah, and they had the Ashlama to bring the Korban for the week, because Shavuos is one day, 2 days. That starts Machloikas, exactly how many days after Shavuos. Is it 7 days from Shavuos of Eretz Yisrael, which is only one day plus another six, or is it seven? The 7 days start from after the second day of Yom Tov and Chutz Loretz. That's where a lot start, whether you finish on your Gimel, you carry on. How many days exactly do you have after Shavuos? 6 days, 7 days, according to the first day of Yom Tov, the second day of Yom Tov. But basically the Ongelumen and Minig is we don't say Tachnun for at least 6 days after Shavuos as Zeicher of the Ashlama of the Korban Re'iyah that they brought Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. As we know, Chodesh Nissan, Pashas, we don't say Tachnun the whole Chodesh, because you don't say the 12 days at the beginning because of the Nisim, you don't say Erev Pesach because of it's the day of Akrovas Korban Pesach, you don't say Erev Pesach, and as the Halacha brings down, Kivin Shehovah Roiv HaChodesh, most of the month has gone by without Tachnun, so you don't say Tachnun the rest of the month. Yud Gimel because of the day. Yud Gimel Nissen?
The whole Nishchei is
Nissen. Ah. Ah, oh, ah, okay. Okay. So that's Yud Gimel. And this you have Yud Gimel. Look, you probably would come onto the Kivan Shava Roy Vachoides. You could say it back. But you know it's going to be. Can you work it backwards? That's exactly what we're saying. We know you asked Yud Gimel, you haven't yet got Rav HaChodesh, right? And Yud Gimel Nissen, you haven't yet got Rav HaChodesh. Not the Chasam Sofer, because the Ich Achila Shlomim. After Sukkot starts the Shaila. The Ogur Numa Minigin Velt is we don't say Tachlon after Sukkot, but there's no Rav HaChodesh. You've got 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur is 4. 8 days of Sukkos is 12. You don't count Shabbos. Shabbos is not counted in the Cheshbon. What you say, yeah. So now we don't say, but basically you haven't got Roi V'Chodesh. It's not the din of Kibben Shabbos Roi V'Chodesh. Therefore starts a Machloikas, the Moshe. Do you say Tachnun after Sukkos till the Maisa Minigoylem is the most people don't say Tachnun after Sukkot, still Rosh Chodesh Cheshen. The Bochim will tell you because it's been as man in the Alonzo Simcha. But there's Andrew Terul to make it. The question often starts, this is a question I've been bugged with a few times.
To ask the following question, how it involves with that age. But what is the
And there's a yard side. I was just going to come to that. That's a question that gets asked very often. What's the mekoy of some chassidim taka mizucht? Not to say tachanon. They said chassatman, other chassidim mizucht. Every teret not to say tachanon. So lemaisa, there's two sibbas. The main sibba that I've seen brought out in the chassidim shasvarim is because of the Gemara we saw of Tano Shel Achinoi, the Gemara that Rabbi Eliezer was able to kill his brother-in-law Rabbi Gamliel, we see the koyach tachnun has. Zog den chesidus shesvarim, we don't want that koyach to fall into the wrong hands. We don't know how people might use it. Therefore, besser zog nicht tachnun, don't say tachnun, and then you won't have the koyach chas v'sholem. Rather than you say the tachnun, you might fall into the wrong hands. That's how love the chesidus shesvarim must be. Others say that bichlal the tachnun of the Gemara was a different capital to what we say. Our tachnun, anyway, is not the real tachnun that the Gemara was talking about by Tano Shel Achinoi, and therefore we haven't got Shaila there. We see we need Tachlan to Mekabel the Tvilas. It's Bechal a different capital. But Roiv I've seen bring down that the Emet, the reason is because Tachlan is so potent, we don't want it to fall Chas V'Sholem into the wrong hands. Shivis Me'amiluim because of the Simcha of the Mishkan. Try not to say Eche. I didn't see that Sibba. Because it's going to be a Yomtiv. Shtei Dechlas Ed Lover, it's going to be a Yomtiv. I'll tell you, somebody showed me a tour this morning into Santa Tour by Hilchas Purim. The tour brings down by Hilchas Purim. The Be'emes of Purim is on the tour. We should be saying Tachnon. Why? Because of his man, the Ness of Mordechai Ve'Esther. There's been a Zagreus Ness. Zog the Tor, we all want the Nisim to carry on. What's the best way that our Tfilah should be miskabel on Azatog? Zog Tachnun, Zog the Tor. Oh, but Zog the Tor, the Minigas we don't say. Oh, but the Tor himself, Mitzaratzma, he feels we should be saying Tachnun on Purim. You're right, it's a Gvaldika Simcha, Mishtedoch. There's no bigger Simcha than Purim. Oh, but Bechalzo, Zog the Tor. You want the Nes to happen today, Kamoy, there was in their day, Zog Tachnun, be miskabel the Tfilah is better. That's because that's another shayla v'chlam. Depends which kreisen you belong to. Depends what shkir is. However late it is, yeah. Because they're lying on Rabbeinu Tam. They're relying on Rabbeinu Tam's. They're relying on Rabbeinu Tam's shkir. That's 18 minutes before Rabbeinu Tam's nacht. It's about an hour after our nacht. Or could be whatever. Net is all especially. It could be very very late after our nacht. That's another shita v'chlam. Morning. Because of the mispashit, you know. Some people hold this mispashit evening. Look, if you try to find the excuses not to say there's tirutim, there's calendars printed with yod sites. Every day, at least one, you want to be machmir, there's two, and there's three, and there's four, and there's five yod sites. Because the alesib is not to say tachnun. We have to realize tachnun is a grace of zach. Api Alocha, that many Achroidim, the Moshe's got tshuvas, and others, I think the Minchas Yitzchok might have a tshuva. Others have tshuvas that a person goes to a shul and they didn't say tachnun, and he feels Api Alocha should have been said tachnun. The others would say, why don't you go quiet in the corner and actually even say tachnun? That's the koyach of tachnun. They want to go in the corner and say for himself, Tachlun, they should be miskabel his tefillahs, even if the shul didn't say, and there's no shayev lois is going to do, that you're making agudas, because if you know the halachas like you, and they for whatever reason felt they shouldn't be saying a Tachlun, then you have the gerecht to go in the corner. Don't do barabim with a big rash. Go in the corner and say Tachlun, you're not going to shayev lois is going to do. Very, very, very bekitzer. The Gemara brings down, as we saw, the Gemara of Tano Shel Achinoi, the Gemara brings down, he used three things. Rabbi Eliezer used three things to try and prove his opinion that the Tano Shel Achinoi was really Torah, not Tomei. He used the Chorov, a carob tree, he used the Amasamayim, the river, and he used the Koisle Beis HaMedrash. There's hundreds and hundreds of objects out there. Why did he choose Dafka these three? Is there something symbolic that he chose Dafka these three? I saw the Vilna Gaon brings down that these three things symbolize things that a person in Torah has to look for. As we know, the Gemara brings down Kol Olam Kuloi Nizoy Mishil Chanina Bini VeChanina Bini Dai VeKav Charuvim Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos. A Charuv is, if you're looking for the epitome of Istapkos B'Muat, to rely on minimum just to have what you need. The Gemara's example is the Choruv, Reb Chanina. He relied on the Choruv, on the Caribs, from 1 week, from one Shabbos to another. That's why Rabbi Eliezer used the Choruv, the Indian of being Mistapik B'Mu'ud. Amasamayim, as we know, water, whenever you put water anywhere, it always flows down, it always goes to a low place. Water symbolizes Anova. That's what water symbolizes. Water never goes up, water always goes downwards. Water always looks for the low points. Water symbolizes an on-off, something you've got to look for the low things. Koisle Beis HaMedrash symbolizes a smother. Koisle, something standing strong the whole time, doesn't move, doesn't budge. A wall symbolizes a smother. So the Vilna Gaon, if you look, Rebbe Eliezer was trying to teach the people, the halacha should be like me. You know why? Because on the one hand, I'm a stapik b'muat. On the other hand, I've got another, and I'm a masmid. I've got all the three things you need to make the halacha like me. I've got the three qualities that are needed for a person to be called a Torah dicker person. I have all those three qualities. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer felt that Halacha should be like him. And B'chol Zois, as we see, that Halacha wasn't like Rabbi Eliezer, because he might have had those three qualities. But B'chol Zois, Torah Lo B'Shamayim, you can't use those three qualities as the single virtue to prove that Halacha is like you. There's other things you need. Because Halacha, you've got to have proof. You've got to be able to prove your Halacha too. Not just have the qualities of Gevaldik Gezach, you've got to be able to prove it on the other side. The Ran brings down that these three, there's a Ran in the Dorim, Perik Aleph, in Pei Aleph, sorry, the Ran brings down that it says that Hizorim ibnei aniyim shemehem teitzei Torah, and the Ran there speaks beremes on these three qualities of Asmoda, Anova, and Istapagus Bemuot, and the Ran writes that those are the scholars that person needs for Torah Kedoshah. Lemaisa, we also see from this Gemara, if we're already standing in the, as we mentioned before, in the Mei Sfira Soimeh, when, as we know, 12,000 zugos of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died in this time, and everybody asks, why did they dafka die now? Obviously, if they weren't nogu covered zebazeh, they weren't nogu covered zebazeh the whole year round. Why was dafka this period of time between Pesach and Shavuos chosen as the time for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva to die? By Matan Torah it says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael neged ahor b'loshen yochid, Ki ish echad b'leiv echad. In the Mekabel Torah, there's got to be achdus, there's got to be minodon l'chaveroi. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, on their madrega, we'll never understand it, but on their madrega, they were lacking in a minodon l'chaveroi, or besides they were lacking the koyach to be moise Torah midoy l'doy. They weren't royal to be moise Torah midoy l'doy. And that's why the Rabbi Shem killed them, dafkin in the Yimei Sfira Sa'oyim, dafkin the time when we're doing a chona for Kabbalah Satoira, dafkin then, that's when they got their oynish. Because if they weren't royal for Kabbalah Satoira, that they didn't have the Benodim Lechaveroi, they didn't have the Ki'ish Echod, B'Leiv Echod, that's when they were Apimadri Gosom, royal to Mekabal the Oynish. And we see from this Gemara, they had to tell Rabbi Eliezer all about his Nidu, Rabbi Eliezer cried, and Rabbi Yeshua wanted to look for the best way to do it. In order chas v'shalom, we shouldn't be mitzayah person. We see how much we want. It's got to be careful. Ben adam lechaveiro. It's so important. B'miyuchad in these days in avelis. Avelis is not just external. The avelis is more the internal. The lessons we can learn from the avelis. In ben adam lechaveiro. Be'ezda Hashem, we should be zoichet and mekabel teira besimcha barachov esadas.
A few little interesting things.
Yeah. Well, your Matthew Moat, you didn't mention. Your Matthew Moat. You forgot to mention.
No, the Chazanish, when he had a bit of your Matthew Moat Zetachnun.
I tell you even more. In
Kerkadosh,
in Menhogim, have you got the Sefer Menhogim of Worms?